character, a straight-A student with no history of rebellious behavior, may suddenly go on an all-night bender and crash his father's car. Does that action speak to his identity? On the other end of the spectrum, if a ruthless killer stops a murderous rampage to save a kitten from a drain, does that say anything about his basic values? Even though our identity is made up of values, beliefs, and choices that we internalize, it is often impacted by many external factors, some of which we cannot control. Our identities, for the most part, are not self-constructed with any level of awareness. Most often, we will internalize the values that are presented by our parents or the cultures in which we grew up. These values, though, and therefore, that are part of our identity, do not always line up with our authentic selves. And this is often where a problem arises. Identity can be divided into organic and inorganic identities. Our organic identity would be better described as our nature or character, perhaps even to a certain extent our personality. It is the part of our identity that remains very much the same, no matter where we were born or how we have been raised. Our inorganic identity is that which is developed and essentially thrust upon us through parentage, circumstances, and experiences. To further break down the concept of identity, although we have one overriding identity, it is fair to say that we portray different aspects of that identity when we fulfill certain roles. It is only natural, of course, that we will not behave in the same way or display the same characteristics when we are at work as we would when we are with our spouses or families. And there may even be parts of our identity that we don't share with anyone, that will only be evident when we are alone. While this process of adapting identity to specific roles is natural and normal to an extent, when we become convinced that the identity we display in one role is somehow an overriding truth about ourselves, problems can develop. An identity struggle may ensue as we attempt to identify which of these selves is the most authentic answer to who we are. Now, the downside of this identity struggle can be quite devastating, and it is no surprise that people that describe themselves as happy and content also have a very good idea of their authentic self. They are also living within roles in their lives that allow them to, for the most part, reflect that authentic self or identity. They are also living within roles in their lives that allow them to, for the most part, reflect that authentic self or identity. There can be no question that the search for our authentic selves is a very personal journey. Sadly, some people may never arrive at the final conclusion, no matter how long they live, while still others are able to identify their authentic selves at a very early age. So how can we find our true identity and ensure that we are living our lives to match that? Psychologists recommend a 5-step process which may help with this. 1. Reflect. This step is not about making decisions. It is very simply you sitting with yourself and asking some tough questions. How do you see yourself? How do others see you? Think about comments that people may have made that have really bothered you. That concern is a good indicator that these people are pointing out something within you that you're not ready to admit. What do you like about yourself? What don't you like about yourself? 2, figure out what you want to be. Carefully define the characteristics of the type of person you'd like to be. There will always be a gap between where you are and what you would like to see in yourself. List those characteristics that need improvement during this step. 3, make active choices. The inorganic part of our identity has developed for the most part because we allow ourselves to be inactive participants in our own lives. We make choices that maintain the status quo out of fear that because we believe that these choices somehow fit in with the roles we are meant to be playing. When you start to make active choices that close the gap between who you are and who you want to be, you will get closer to your authentic identity. 4, explore your passions. It is no surprise that people living their most authentic lives are often regularly engaged in activities that they are passionate about. Very often, we push these passions down.